My brothers and sisters in the Lord, as we gather here on Christmas morn, I'm reminded of one of my favorite Christmas carols. It was written in 1962, and you probably are very familiar with it by the refrain, "Do you see what I see?" And it all begins, my brothers and sisters, with the night wind. The night wind knows the meaning of Christmas. The night wind sees the Christmas story. And the night wind tells the little lamb, "Do you see what I see?" And the little lamb goes and tells the shepherd boy. And the shepherd boy goes to the mighty king, "Listen to what I know." And then the mighty king, upon hearing the story from the shepherd boy, makes a proclamation to the people. "Listen to what I say. A child is born who brings us goodness and light." My friends, as we gather here on this Christmas morn, what do you see when you look in the manger scene? Why have we gathered here this morning around the altar of our God? Do we see the Word that has become flesh and made his dwelling amongst us? Do we see love incarnate, that God has visited his people and he continues to walk with us each and every day? Some of us may gather here this day in our own darkness. The world is a very dark place. Maybe it's our personal darkness that is due to physical ailments, mental ailments, spiritual ailments, the darkness of war and terrorism, the darkness of economic problems, the darkness of mourning the death of a family member. And despite all the darkness that may be in our lives, when you look in the manger, my brothers and sisters, do you see what I see? Do you see what I see, as we heard in St. John's Gospel, that a light shines in the darkness, and the darkness shall never overcome it? When you look in the manger, do you see Christ, who is our light? As we hear from the prophet Isaiah, a people who walked in darkness have seen a great light, the light and presence of the newborn king. Or maybe, my friends, we have gathered here this morning with our own fears. Fears that the cross that we carry is too heavy. Fear that our problems are too complex. Fears that our family situations are like a train wreck. Whatever our fears may be, do you see what I see when you look into the manger? Do you hear the proclamation of the angels in St. Luke's Gospel? "I proclaim to you good news of great joy. Do not be afraid. A Savior has been born, who is Christ and Lord." Do you see what I see? Or maybe we gather here this morning, my friends, because in some sense we have lost faith. We don't have the faith that we used to have when we were children or at younger times in our life, when things seem to just go as they were supposed to go. And if that's the case, my friends, when you look in the manger, do you see what I see? Do you see our Blessed Mother, the model and exemplar of faith? A woman who was able to say to the angel, "I am the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to thy word." A woman, my friends, who was able to hear the reassurance when the angel spoke to her that nothing, absolutely nothing, is impossible for our God. Do you see what I see? And maybe some of us have gathered here this morning because we're like Ebenezer Scrooge. Maybe we're here because our wife dragged us here this morning. Or maybe we're here because all Mama wanted for Christmas is to have all her children in church. And if that's the case, my friends, when you look in the manger, do you see what I see? Because inside of each of us, there's a deep longing for something, for someone who is greater than ourselves. There's a hole inside of each of us that only God can fill. Nothing on this earth, not even another person, can fill that spot that is meant only for Jesus. As St. Augustine would say in his famous words, "My heart is restless, O God, until it rests in thee." My friends, on this Christmas morn, when you and I look in the manger, do you see what I see? Love incarnate, God visiting his people, and the power and presence of Jesus, which makes all things new. And if we see that, my friends, then and only then can we go out with joy and pageantry and acts of kindness and courage in the middle of the night, in the middle of the world's night, in the middle of our heart's night, in the middle of our hope's night, that against all the evidence that surrounds us, God's love, God's light, God's peace, God's joy is being born amongst us. When you look in the manger, do you see what I see? Christ the Lord.